What's up, everybody? This is Sight to the Blind Podcast. I know everybody wants to know the backstory of this whole fake Will, Jada, and Chris Rock scenario that happened at the Oscars. And I already put out all of the gemantria. I put out all of the videos I needed to put out to show you that it's fake. Anything that is done by an actor on an actor's stage is going to be fake. These people do not live, you think they live normal, average lives because you see them posting, you see them doing the everyday things that you do. These people are not the same as you. And I said this before. Stop trying to relate to their issues and their trauma and their problems. They bring this garbage on themselves. This is all a narrative for them. These people do not stop working just because the camera stopped. Just because they're not on set doesn't mean the camera stopped. Just because it's a award show that's meant to highlight their attributes as actors doesn't mean the show stops, doesn't mean the camera stop rolling. They know this. If you knew the history of the Oscars, it's deep rooted in racism. Deeply rooted. Because all of the major studio heads at that time that you watch movies on, that are household names, all were started by Jews. It's their award show. I don't understand why Black America cares so much of the awards that they set up. Everything is, all your validity, everything you think you are or who you are and your personality comes from, more or less, an entertainer. Now, if those entertainers are owned, they don't get paid, they don't get to be who they are without that camera being on them, and whoever owns the camera owns that image. Owns the image of you. When Hattie McDaniel won for the first Black female to win the Oscars, she got it for a role for being a mammy. And everybody today rewards themselves as Black Americans because Hattie McDaniel was the first Black female to win an Oscar by being a slave, by being a house slave. At that. Then you could fast forward a couple years when Halle Berry won it. How did she win it? She won it basically being in the old school 1800 term of bedwench. That's what she was. What was her father or something? I don't even know the story, but her father or something was in, her son was in jail, was on death row, whatever, and she was going to be lonely. Another single mother madness, and then she falls in love with a cop. You know the story. She falls in love with a white cop. Then acts like she's in heat because she's so downtrodden and humiliated, hopeless. She got the award for that. Then Denzel won it. Denzel won it for basically being the N-word. Basically, being crooked. He did a lot of movies like John Q, movies that he could have been already have gotten the Oscar for, but they gave him an Oscar because the image that they want of Black America on the main stage is one of lying, deceitfulness, deadbeat dads, crooked, murderous, greedy, not trusting, unworthy. That is the image that they reward. And then who won it after that? Cuba Gooding Jr. won it, I think, supporting. He got his Oscar being a loudmouth athlete. Being a loudmouth athlete that was always about money. I mean, I love the story because, he, between him and his wife and being a family man, that was his dedication. That was where his heart was. I can compartmentalize movies like that. I understand what they were trying to do. But at the end of the day, they gave it for his role for being a loudmouth athlete that was only about money, that only played if you paid. But this is the image that they reward, and this is the image they want out there. They don't want images and give Oscars to righteousness. That's not what those awards are for. That's not what that platform is for. We forget who owns these platforms. We don't own them. We don't even own BET Awards. Viacom owns that. And if you look up the CEO of Viacom, he's part of the same religious cloth as the ones who run Hollywood. So they give you these low-frequency images of yourself, of your race, of your ethnicity. Then get you to foam at your mouth like some dog in heat when these celebrities get awards for being crooked, for dehumanizing the image of Black America. And you wonder why these cops go around shooting and killing and laughing about it like it ain't nothing. Why? Because the image of who you are is ruined. The respect of who you are is ruined. And like Willie Lynch said, if you break the African male, if you break the African female first, the African male will follow. She will raise their children so confused, so distorted in their reality, they'll need to coddle. They need to be coddled under white, so-called white supremacy. And if you keep this program going, which if you read the Willie Lynch papers, if you keep this program going, it will turn on its axis forever. They are never going to put out that you are Israelites. They're never going to put out that you were the prophets. They're never going to put out that you are the Messiah. They are never going to give you those images because that image beats this entire system. All they got to do is show you one or two movies of who you actually are, and then that spirit will start percolating. That spirit will bubble. Like, see, the thing with Hollywood is they have to keep giving you images and keep giving you psyops and keep giving you and moving the goalposts each time they give you, so you stay glued to the system. If you only learn the truth of who you are, you don't need Hollywood for an image. You don't need Will Smith, Chris Rock, or Denzel Washington. You don't need them. You would never need them. Because everything they stand for and everything they do goes against the word of the Most High. Goes against your true image, your true identity. So they gave Will an award for a movie that really wasn't that good. The whole movie was about a perverted version of what they want you to believe, that these two girls were so gifted at tennis that they were getting hate from white parents, and then they got into professional, and that's their history. But they'll never tell you the true reason for this story. They never tell you that throughout the whole entire movie you're watching King Richard, you see a lot of blue and see a lot of pink. And that is the transsexual or trans Baphomet flag colors. They tell you exactly through colors, symbolism, things that happened in the past or the things that happened in that particular history of time. They tell you who these girls really were or are. You should just scratch your head. Because they were homeschooled, for one, doing tennis maybe every day. But there was a point in time where they stopped doing tennis for like, 2 or 3 years? And that's at the time where males hit puberty. They were taken out. You watch the movie. The guy argued with him, why would you want them to not be professionals? Why do you want them to not be in these tournaments and keep them out for a long period of time and getting cold? There was a reason for that. His 78-page plan or whatever it is, no one's going to read that 78-page plan. No one is. But you just take his words for what he was doing with those kids was about being, you know, training his young girls to be amazing athletes and learning to play tennis. When in reality, tennis has been letting in transsexuals for a while. They don't even need to be verified if they're male or female or not. There's a written law or a bylaw in the World Association of Tennis that they don't have to tell you if they're trans or not. People didn't know this. I'm pretty sure he knew this because at the time in the 70s, there was one tennis player, I can't remember the name, that publicly came out and said that he was a man transitioning into a female. He came out and said it. And this is when he, just like the Leah Thomas story, he came out at the time where he wasn't that good at male tennis either. So he transitioned into female sports and say he was a woman. I mean, he kind of looked like it, but it was, he was taller, stronger, and he was beating most of the girls. But, I mean, he didn't really play that long because I think he was old in age. But he didn't play that long within the female, in the female arena. But he didn't have to. And they let him play because the rules stated he didn't have to tell them if he was a male or female or not. It's in there. So I'm pretty sure he knew, he saw that and said, oh, I can change my children into the opposite sex and then play sports and no one would ever find out. Boom. And America, because the spirit of America is all about Baphomet and Luciferianism, they lit that up. They will never let that secret out. All you got to tell, look at their bone structure and the way they're growing. Look at where they were when they were teenage, their teenage to 20s and 30s, and look like literally where they are now. And you look, you take the same female tennis players, you take any female tennis players, I'm willing to tell you, or willing to bet you, that the way their structure and their bone structure is growing is probably the same as they were when they're in their 20s, as they are in their 40s and 50s. Look at any old female tennis player. Look at them and look at them now. You're going to try to tell me two black people out of all the history of the genetics of physiques and bodies of women's tennis, they the only two ones that grow at that type of rate and still be what? Not even 40? Or even their early 40s? I don't know how old they are, but maybe in their early 40s? You're going to tell me that your head and your body can grow between the ages of 25 or 30 to 40 to that extreme? I doubt it. But that's what he got the... But anyway, I'm going off track. But that's what he got the award for. And if you watched his whole approach, he was laughing at the joke. For five or 10 seconds, he was laughing at the joke. So they looked to her, and they probably told her, look, this is what we're going to do. This is a ritual we're going to do. And we're going to do this by the numbers. So this is how you act. So, of course, they're acting. They were all laughing at first. And then it was time to go showtime for real. Chris Rock got nervous and kept trying to force the joke. And then all of a sudden, Will stopped laughing and walked up there. And when he walked up there, it was so awkward. When he slapped him, he looked like he pushed his face rather than smacked his face. And then the smack wasn't even that loud. And you see Chris Rock's skit stance. He knows when it's coming, he don't back up. He don't shy away. If you see another grown black man approaching you on a platform, I don't care if the camera's on or not, but approaching you and you don't get no type of stance to either push away or say, hey, help, or nothing, and just sit there, brace your face up to get smacked or push smacked. Come on, you know it's fake. But people outside of us don't know that because they're retarded. They still rely on TV to tell them what's real and what's not, what's racist, what's not racist, what's black and what's not black. But they were laughing at the joke. And in reality, they've been saying so much about themselves. They have been putting all their business out on that red table for years. And then they redid it when they were talking about if she was having entanglement. It was just so much foolishness out of that particular marriage that you didn't even want to hear no more. But all of a sudden, they rope you right back in by thinking that he was there to defend his wife's honor. A joke that really wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. Okay, I got the G.I. Jane reference. Okay, ha ha ha, we move on. But he smacked him with that weak smack, walked back and sat down, and then said, keep my wife's name. If you a black man, a real black man, we say that at the time that we smacking somebody. Do we not? We say it then or at the point of attack, we saying it. I told you, don't say, we would whip people like our parents be whipping us. Don't you ever say that. That's what we grew up with. We grew up with that type of punishment. When you're getting beat and talked to at the same time. That's what it would be like if you'd have walked up on stage and said, don't you talk about, that's what it would be like, for real. Not smack, sit down, and then you yelling and screaming. All of a sudden, you got the serious face after been laughing
for the first half of the joke and then saw her and she wasn't laughing, who cares? They're celebrities. You think people weren't making fun of them the whole entire time that they were promoting their weak marriage? They really want y'all to believe that this is about an open marriage. There's no such thing as open marriage. There isn't. I don't know why they keep white America's trying to force that on you. It's trying to first be in cuckold, because that's their thing. Cuckold and swinging is all that. That is not in our MO. It really isn't. It's in Egypt's MO. It's in Greece and Rome's MO. It is not, as our nation, as our identity, it is not our MO to be in an open marriage, to be cheating and be all that. We would get killed. Before the Messiah, we would get killed. We would get punished. We would be sent in slavery for breaking wedlock. We would be. So that's not even our thing. But you being here and being in captivity for so long, we already trained our minds to want to do what this country does as a spiritual entity. We really do. We won't do it unless the country promotes it. So they're trying to promote this open marriage. They didn't promote this with white couples or white marriage, which they could, because everybody would love to do it. If they seen Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie start saying we were open marriage, oh, trust, white folks would have been tear their households up. But why do you think they pushed this? They pushed this brainwashing, this psyop on us, because they want us to believe that a grown black man can sit there and allow his woman to get ran through, then have interviews about getting ran through by this man, by another man, and having that your husband coming on crying and sniffling and then taking it. But then soon as another man mildly joke about it, then he got to be a hyper-masculine male to protect his wife's honor and image after all it. See, this is what they want you. They want you to be simps. As men, that's what they want us to be. They want us to be weak. They want us to defile ourselves because of women. They want us to take a back seat and let women be who they want to be and run all over top of us in order to fulfill some type of weird Satan hierarchy where the male or where the female is on top of the male, which is Satan's hierarchy and family structure. Which the only reason why he does this or promotes this is because it goes against the Most High, always putting the man the head of the household, and the head of the household is the Most High. That's the only structure that he's going to go after. And he's going after it because it's our structure. He's not going after. That's why you don't see different images of this type of foolishness with white America or with white Hollywood or white entertainment. It's because it's specifically for us, because we have the laws and rules that are supposed to govern us to be successful. Now, if we don't do those laws and rules, we will never be successful. We are the only nation that we are set apart to be. I don't know why y'all are fighting or forcing this narrative that, oh, Will is in the right because some other white person did something else. Or this person is in the right even though they're wrong because this white person did it. I'm just getting sick and tired of black people in this country continually using the white race as a standard of how to act. If you wicked and you wrong, you're wrong. I don't care what color you are. But y'all trying to rationalize what he did with what Mel Gibson did, with what Harvey Weinstein did. And this is what they want you to do. They want you to take something so fake and controlled and then create all these think pieces of why Will was right, why Will was wrong, why Jada was right, why Jada was wrong. And all that is, it still goes back to the Willie Lynch doctrine of putting black men versus black women, putting black men, young men versus old black men, putting young females against old females, putting the type of color hair between a different type of strand of hair. And that is what the axis that's keep continually spin on the ignorance in this country on us. And we have yet to wake up out of it. I don't think we're ever going to wake up out of it until you actually see this system crumble into the ground and you need help. And I'm sorry to say, it's going to take that for some of you. It's going to take this world, your world, to be completely destroyed for you wake up and actually see what was really going on. And that worshiping these celebrities and paying attention to these storylines and these narratives does not help you in the end. I can't tell you how many think pieces I've seen from yesterday to today about defending an open marriage, that it was okay for her to say what she said about her marriage, and it was expected for Will Smith to go up there and smack him on the count of his wife's honor. You got two wicked people that's in the occult, actually three, in the occult, and actors in an industry that promotes pedophilia, Satanism, blood sacrifices, and ritualizing homosexual behavior. You got that, those, and that's what you got in that box. Now, you really think anything righteous is going to come out of that box when it's on stage or when it's in front of your face? Never. It wouldn't matter to me if he went up there and knocked him down and he died. I wouldn't care. Because I could have lined that up to some gematria numbers. I don't care about her bald headed act. I'm about to get out of character. I don't care about her bald head and her alopecia. They want you to think like she the only one to get alopecia and hair loss. That comes from stress. I know, because when I was in the later years of my seasons, my hair was falling out. I had to cover it up by doing a little hair design like a Rockefeller R in my head, just to hide the fact I was getting alopecia from stress. That's what it's from. You get alopecia and hair loss from stress. Putting yourself through something that your spirit ain't ready for. And that's exactly what you see happening to her. I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe she's just saying alopecia and shaving her head for a ritual, because that's what they like to do with black women. They don't do this with white women, really, unless they get a real role. Like Natalie Portman shaved her head because she was in a role. That G.I. Jane, she shaved her head because it was a role. Jada Pinkett's shaving her head, and the other loudmouth comedian, I can't think of her name right now, loudmouth comedian, black woman, same thing. That she ready, that they be saying that all the time. She do the same. She shaved her head, and she wasn't even in a role. So Sanaa Lathan shaved her head. She wasn't even in a role. She did that one role where she shaved it on live during that taping or during that movie. But they put that on you because it's a shaming ritual. So I don't know if her hair actually is falling off or not. If it is, it would explain a lot. It would explain a lot of why you black females wear wigs all the time. And now I'm not saying it's all of you, but it's some of you that are suffering hair loss and alopecia and don't know where it's coming from. Let me allow you to give you a different spiritual insight of what may be happening to you if you are suffering from hair loss or alopecia. And I guarantee you, most of it has to do with how you live in your life. And I told you before, our covenant is different from everybody else. We are set apart for a reason. So these certain laws happen to us more than it would happen to any other nation, because we are the chosen nation that these laws would be a witness to everybody else of how it works. Isaiah 3, verse 8, "For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Most High, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with them, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. For as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, that they which lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths." I'm going to skip down to 16. "Moreover, Yahuwah says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go and making a tinkling with their feet, therefore Adonai will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and Adonai will discover their secret parts. In that day," now I told you when he said, anytime scripture says "in that day," that means it's future prophecy. That means these curses, that means these punishments, these plagues are rotating. That means they're encircling. That means they're going to come back around. They're looping. "In that day, Adonai will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their cauls and their round turbans like the crescent moon. the chains and the bracelets and the long veils, get this, the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings, the rings and the nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel and the cloaks and the veils and the bags, the glasses and the fine linen and the hoods and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell, there shall be stink. And instead of a belt, a rent. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girding or of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. Your men shall fall by the sword, and your mighty men in the war. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit upon the ground. Rotating. So I don't care that Jada Pinkett had alopecia. I don't care she was joked on for it. It all comes from a spiritual doctrine that they decided not to adhere to. And you girls repeat this. You see her cut her hair off and don't understand. And you're like, oh, I'm going to shame myself too. And then you go, oh, I'm going to do the big chop. Because you don't know you're willingly signing yourself up to curse, to be cursed. That's what happens when you allow Hollywood, as when you allow somebody outside of your race, your identity, and your ethnicity to control your image. You think these people do these things when they feel like it? If that was true, why do they all do the same symbolism with their hands? Why do they all do the same color coordinations when they go out? Why do these people all say and do the same esoteric nonsense that comes out of their mouths and how they move around and how they raise their children? How do you think the Most High is with these people? How do you think these people have free will to do what they want or to do what thy will? They don't. Their image is controlled because having a control image, that means they can control millions of you without even having to put you in chains, without even having to put a yoke around your neck, whatever, having to put you in shackles. That's what they can do. And when you sit here and write think pieces about how their marriage should work and her bald head and her alopecia, y'all defending this because you're trying to relate to foolishness. You're trying to relate to wickedness. So basically, white supremacy ain't doing nothing. If you really want to get down to the facts of it, white folk are not the problem. And I'm going to say this 100 million times so you get it. White folk are not the problem to you. You are a problem to you. You open yourself up because you decided to want to live like an American. So you open yourself up to oppression. And that's what happens to our men. Because our men watch this foolishness on TV and thinking, oh, I'm a show my simpness and see if I can get my simp award, my simp badge, by impressing black females who are signing up for this type of wickedness in their marriage so men can come into their lives. And then y'all going to tear each other's hearts up. And then you're going to be broken and beaten down. And then y'all going to cheat on each other. Then you're going to go in each other people's DMs. And you just creating the madness. You're creating more sin. You're multiplying your sins in your household. So then you can get oppressed and destroyed all of your days. And then you sit there and blame each other. You blame one race, you blame one gender, one sex against each other. And the next thing you know, y'all either going gay or you just continue to bring children out of wedlock into this world and they repeat the same curses. That's what we basically are doing. By paying attention to the images that are put up on top of you. Gatekeeping, basically what they call it. Chris Rock is Prince Hall. Will Smith is Prince Hall. All of them are under that Masonic umbrella. All of them. I don't know why people don't get this. And they do this for a specific reason. You know why they did this? Because they have to maintain some type of hierarchy between the races in Hollywood. No one even knew that Questlove got his Oscar for Summer of Love. Then they turn around and gave Samuel L. Jackson his Oscar. And then Will Smith had something to say about, oh, the devil comes for you in your highest moment or whatever. as if they aren't already doing what Satan wants them to do or what the devil wants them to do. They chose trying to sell Black America on Christianity. That's what they're doing. They're trying to sell Black America back on Christianity from people who aren't Christians, who don't even believe in the Most High. But they know the devil. That was just a way for them to say devil in the midst of what they were doing. That shows you everything is set up for him. Of course he would crown his speech with, oh, the devil. The devil come for you. The devil ain't moving like that. It's his platform. It's the devil's platform and the devil's award show. He don't even need to be there. Because everybody is everybody's managed and controlled. Why would he need to show up? The whole background of the Oscars had nothing but pyramids. And the Oscar, the trophy itself, is the god Ptah Osiris. You wonder why white folk get all that mess from Egypt and they don't do anything from Rome or Greece? It's because of the Ptolemaic dynasty, which was when the Macedonians came through with that big army of Alexander the Great and they tore up Egypt too. They pretty much destroyed Egypt. And Most High said he was going to do that. Most High has said in scripture that he was going to send armies after armies into Egypt to completely destroy them because of their idols. And so when the Macedonians came through there, that's when Cleopatra was set up. When Cleopatra had that affair with Julius Caesar, they had a son. And then Mark Anthony, they had a twin born a girl, and then they had another son, and that's the last one was Ptolemy. That's where the Ptolemaic dynasty comes from. That's why when you see white folk make movies about Egypt and they keep putting themselves, they put in when the Greeks came in for that little bit of time. It wasn't like they set up anything. The Black folks did all that work with the pyramids and all the monuments and all that. They came after that, after everything was already done. They came in after that and they stayed around for a little bit. And then when Cleopatra fell and the Ptolemy and their sons fell, that was the end of Egypt, really. But Samuel L. Jackson probably pretty much got an award for being in that, I don't know if it's a TV show or a movie, but it was called Ptolemy Gray. Why do you think they named it that? You can't get nowhere without their stink of Western Europe and Europe all over you. You can't move without them. You can't. You don't get on the screen. You don't get on a mic. You don't produce anything without Western Europe or Europe being a part of what you do. That is why they put everybody in these Freemason societies, these occult societies, these mystery religions, and trying to get you to understand, to think that this is Black owned. None of it is Black owned. None of these celebrities own themselves, really. But I just enjoy watching and listening and reading all of the hot takes on this Will and Jada garbage. I really do. And they try to make it seem like the Oscars were going to be all white, when really, two Black people won Oscars. They would never promote it in a way that make it look like you're winning. So, of course, they cooked up this little ritual because it overshadowed everybody else. Even though I don't care. Like, Questlove, he had the guy who founded the Roots, Malik B, died at 47 years old, 2020. And Questlove was the first person that spoke out about it. Questlove has pictures of him with his hands, with a thumb, in a pyramid, just at every other TD Jakes and every other Black male celebrity has getting caught doing is putting their hands in a pyramid. That shows they're in a Masonic brotherhood and a Prince Hall brotherhood, which means they have subjected to the crown. The crown is in Rome and in Europe. I'm telling you, like I said before, you guys are signing up to be controlled, to be subjected by an old regime that no longer can put you in slavery, but you're deciding to be in slavery because you're following celebrities, is what I'm really trying to say. You can't get any award where that uplifts your people. None of it. And like you said before, women will rule over. This is the curses that we're going to. I'm sorry. And I'm saying that females are weak or females don't deserve their turn, but I'm telling you, in the Most High's book, in the word of truth, it is the men who lead. So right now, you're seeing women ruling their household. And out of that household is becoming weak, simp men, effeminate men, gay men. And what you're seeing is hyper-independent and masculine females. And that those two are not going to actually produce anything of righteousness. They are already destroyed. And we do not have time to bring all these group of black children into an auditorium and tell them who they are and tell them to change their ways. It is not going to happen. And this goes back to my last episode. This is why the Most High destroyed the Canaanites from the males to the young females to the children. Because if you do not stamp out sin, it will completely keep going, looping itself, until the whole world is filled with unrighteousness and wickedness. This is why the Most High don't care about anybody else instead of the people who follow his laws, statutes, and commandments. He only blesses them through these commandments. Because you're doing what's right. We are seeing images of how to do it the wrong way being popularized because it's on TV. And all you're doing is destroying yourself, destroying your blessings. You're destroying your worth. You're destroying your future. You want to talk about generational wealth, but if no one talks about generational spiritual wealth that you pass down from child to child through your lineage. The Most High says we will inherit our land. Some of you want to inherit the plantation in America. You want debt fiat currency. A 5-bedroom on a small lot of land that you got to pay high taxes on, inflation on. You want that instead of a land flowing with milk and honey with no boundaries, no barriers, no fences, no need for money. Because you're sitting on gold. They're not going to tell you this, but they're finding gold reserves. They're still finding gold in Congo, in Africa. After all these years, they're still finding gold. Diamond mines. We sitting on resources. But because you see a couple of whole house Negroes shoe shining and tap dancing for these rituals for math, for the Roman Catholic Church, you seeing that and think that's successful. And most of you won't see it because you're so used to being run down, not having the opportunities to put forth your talent, and you're not understanding why these things prohibit you from showing forth your talent because you don't have a spirit or you do not have a calling that's landing you in any Boule society or any secret society or any Freemasonic society. You have a path written about you that does not allow you to pervert your talent or pervert who you are because you're much needed in a bigger plan. Start understanding this. Passover is coming up. Go to www.enochcalendar.com. It is the calendar I use. I'm not finna have a whole argument about in different Israelite camps, whatever calendar they're following, because these brothers are still preaching and promoting Deuteronomy 28:68, and they have not left that particular part of scripture, and they're still telling people who are not of the nation and that 12 tribes chart is not right. They keep telling strangers and Gentiles that they're a part of this nation, and they're not. Now, you can cleave, but you can't just be separating brown-skinned people and say, oh, these are the tribes. The Most High know exactly who these tribes are and where they are and where they're at. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all trying to bring in people who got more European blood in them than Israelite blood in them, and you trying to say, this is your lineage, this is your history. So the calendar they use is the Gregorian calendar, which is a 484-year-old calendar, which means literally, if we went back 484 years, none of you would be partaking in any of the birthdays that you've been partaking since you were born. That calendar is made up. That means 400 years People have been saying, like, oh, I was born in September. Oh, I was born in October. I was born in November. Oh, this is January. Oh, come to my birthday party. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Leo. Like, I got into the whole astrology thing, too. But it was based on the Gregorian calendar. The Sabbath that these camps are still on is the Gregorian calendar. And they have not found any truth and to investigate why they would still be partaking in a calendar that was really created 400 years ago, when the Bible is older than that, when the book of Enoch is older than that, and he was the one that was given knowledge and that never saw death, that told us that we should be observing the years 364. Now, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the pedophile Catholic Church, or you're going to believe the man who actually never saw death, who was taken up and still is with the Most High to this day? Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to follow? That should make better sense to you. That's why I say shred everything down to until you know the foundation of everything. And if you did that with Hollywood, if you did that with Will Smith and his whole corny family, if you did that with Chris Rock, if you did this with any other black entertainers, you would come down to the foundation of Satanism, secret occult societies, and that you would check out of that because you know it's managed, it is not for you, and you would leave it alone and come to search for something real. Something that's going to benefit you. Something that's going to get you right. I know some of you are searching for opportunities for jobs. You don't know where you're going to get your money from. I know a lot of you are out there searching on a search for love. And you don't know where to turn to. Because all the images of what you see on TV, you think you've gone by that. And it's continued to fail in front of your face day in and day out. And you haven't found where to look to get your rest. To find real love and a real relationship. It's because everything that you're doing are separating you from the blessings that you want. You're separating yourself. You're on a never-ending treadmill with American society trying to find what you want and tiring yourself out. If you just stop running on their treadmill and go to these scriptures, you would find what you're looking for or find what you want. But Passover is coming. I'm not going to be on here for, I'm going to miss a week. So I'm going to get back with you after Passover. But Passover, everybody can celebrate Passover. It's not that big. I mean, it's a big deal. But look, it's not like it's Thanksgiving. It's not like it's Easter. It's not like, you know, Christmas and all that. We go buy gifts and all that nonsense. It's something that the Most High pays attention to see if his children and those who want to cleave to his children are observing. It means a lot to him. I don't know how many times that you go through scripture, he always goes back to, I took you out of Egypt. I brought you out of bondage. And he goes through, I mean, the Israelites been in slavery for like four or five different nations. But he always goes back to, I brought you out of Egypt. That's what he says every so often. I'm the one that brought you out of Egypt. He got to remind them, the people who saw his wonders and signs, he got to continually remind the people who saw these signs, who lived in the time when they talked to angels and saw the angelic beings, even some of them saw the Most High's face. And yet, they still needed to be told and reminded that he brought them out of Egypt. So it's important. All you have to do is cook. Imagine... Just for black folk, just imagine you doing Thanksgiving dinner and Juneteenth at the same time. Buy a shofar, I think I'm saying right, or a trumpet. I got one. I got a ram's horn. I just started learning how to actually blow it. They sell them online. I got a personal size one that says, customized, it says Judah on the side of the ram's horn. Eat lamb, I mean, do matzah. All you do is investigate these things for yourself and just do them. And give thanks. It's 14 days or 7 days of just making a feast for yourself and praising the Most High for bringing ancestors or bringing the Israelites out of bondage. Because if we were still in bondage, the Messiah wouldn't have came, Moses wouldn't have came. Everything would have been different if he just left us in slavery, left us in bondage. That's the importance of this, because that's where the laws, the statutes, the commandments was given unto us. So it's important for us to observe how that came to be. It's the same way when we find out the true Sabbath and the true first days of the year, because the first day of the year is really the first day of creation. And you follow that down to seven days of creation. And then the fourth, he says, use the sun, moon as an establishment of feast, months, days, years. That is how we do it. Shabbats, that's how we are doing it. So, but you got to find these things out for yourself. Then you'll watch something in your spirit unlock itself. Then your understanding, your wisdom will unlock over time. You'll see certain things lighten itself. If you have a heavy load in your life right now, trying to follow a different calendar and follow these laws will lighten your load. But I'm telling you, what ain't gonna lighten your load is following after celebrities. They are gonna burden you. And what people are not understanding now is every time they do this, they're hiding something else. Joe Biden is doing another economic bailout or whatever. He's trying to ask the government for more money. Now, we're already at $813 billion with the military. He's asking for an additional $13 to $31 billion to push it over a $1 trillion mark for just military. Why do you think they're preparing for this military industrial complex? They are taking this money. They're putting it in their pockets. They're getting ready for inflation, for everything to fall. So they got to get all their buddies their paychecks before it does. That's why all these CEOs since 2019 and 20 have been dropping like flies. They're giving all the responsibility to Fall Guys. I'll see y'all next time.